It is going to be a very busy Tuesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about with Francine heading in this direction. And you know, really the amazing thing was we woke up yesterday and realized this storm is heading right for us. So not a lot of time to prepare, but I guess the good news is not a lot of time to stress out, not a lot of time to be nervous about it. You know, I was at the store yesterday. You know, I wake up and I start working on the show for that day. And so I didn't have any chance to go to the store yesterday before the show. I couldn't do anything before the show yesterday. So I was kind of stuck here in the studio. I couldn't do anything until after I got off. So I was out there late after many of you had already taken care of a lot of your needs. You know, I decided to go to Target to get groceries because, you know, the Target there at Veterans at Clearview, they've got a grocery section. And I don't think a lot of people think about it because it really wasn't bad at all. I mean, there were no lines at the checkout lines. Self-checkout was like wide open. So I don't think people realize that there's groceries in there. And for many of you in that area, of course, that's also in the area of International Market. And we'll be talking about some of the things that you can get at International Market, which is just off Veterans and Richland. There's some things that you can get there, not the least of which is your liquor, because they have really great prices on liquor. So if you're stocking up on that for the hurricane, International Market should be the new place to go for all that. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But really a lot to discuss concerning the storm, and we don't want anybody to panic. We've been through so many of these. Before I started in radio at the age of 17, I went through hurricanes and storms as a civilian. And since the age of 17, whenever there's been a storm, I have been part of a storm in the media and covered one after another after another. And, you know, they're all different, but they're all the same. And people just need to prepare, and you need to be smart. I mean, if you're in an area where you think you're susceptible to life-threatening situations, then get out of that area. And the government does a really good job of providing shelters for people, and there are shelters available everywhere. So just be smart, and I mean, use common sense. And I know it's such a challenge in 2024 to use common sense. But if you're not going to use common sense for politics, then let's use common sense when it comes to a hurricane. And let's all do the right thing. If you have loose items outside, those things can instantly become projectiles. So pick up the loose items. If you've got chairs outside, bring them inside. If you've got plants that could take flight because the pots are not heavy enough, bring those inside and just be smart. And while those things might not hit you, they might hit somebody else, and somebody else's stuff, if they don't pick it up, might hit you. So it's just a chance to be smart and not to panic. We're going to get through this. As you have heard, this is not a Katrina. This is not an Ida. This is not an Isaac. This is not any of those storms that have created real problems. There are going to be problems. Let's not be naive. There will be problems. Some people are going to lose electricity. That's very, very inconvenient. And this time of year, it's still rather hot. So that's very inconvenient. But the main thing is to survive it and get through it. I saw some people at the store yesterday. Now, I did also go to Rouse's, where it was a lot more crowded. And I saw a guy with a shopping cart. He had the shopping cart, I mean, filled, you know, underneath the bottom of the basket. There were, I think there were two big cases. It's not like a typical case. I don't know how many bottles were in there, but it's one of those big cases of bottled water. He had two of those underneath, and then he had, I don't know how many he could possibly stack on top of each other in the basket area. So all of that was full. The man was standing there at the pallet area, and it appeared as if, I mean, I didn't hang around, but it appeared as if he was waiting for more to be delivered. Now, I have to tell you that I was a little suspicious, but I also have to remember that, you know, maybe that guy's getting it for several families. Or I thought, you know, I mean, is this guy going to get all of this stuff and try and sell it? You know, that would be a horrible thing to do, because there were other people there who were waiting. And so we're going to see people in the store and we're going to be suspicious because it's going to look like they have more than they need. But remember, they might be getting things for neighbors. They might be getting supplies for other people as well. So, you know, before we get irate, before we accuse somebody of that, before we confront somebody with the idea that maybe they're hoarding something, you know, let's be smart and realize they might be collecting it for other people as well. You know, I would love to hear from you if you have been through storms before. Maybe this is your first storm. You know, we have a lot of people who are constantly moving to the New Orleans area. And there are people who have moved here since the last storm, and this is their first storm. So it's always good to give out advice. There are things, even for those of us who are veterans of storms, there are things that we forget, things we don't remember. So it's always good to talk about the things that we need. And sometimes you can think of something really small that somebody else might not think of, but something that might be very important. So, you know, if you want to throughout the afternoon, share with us your thoughts about what people need. I would love to hear from you if you are out there. I'd like to know what you've seen. When I drove in just a little while ago from West End, I saw normal traffic. I kind of thought it was going to be a ghost town, but I guess that will be tomorrow. But I saw normal traffic. So as far as I'm concerned, there's normal traffic out there. But as I was walking in the building, a lot of people were walking out. And I think a lot of people closed businesses at noon today. So a lot of people are heading home. But I don't think they're going to go directly home. A lot of people are going to go get gas in the car. They're going to go to the stores. So if you're out there and you want to report anything that you see, not necessarily negative, but just maybe a report on what you see in terms of people who are in line, people who are at the grocery store. Is everybody being cool about it and being patient and being neighborly? I hope so. But, you know, when it comes to humanity, that's not always the case. So we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon, and I'll share my thoughts and feelings about all of this as we go through it. Because, again, I've been through many, many, many of these. And the fact that I'm still here doing it and talking about it means you can survive these things if you're smart. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian is off the show today. He's working behind the scenes because there is a lot of logistics to figure out in terms of our responsibility as the emergency management station, WWL, in terms of what we have to do to make sure the communities know everything that they need to know. So Ian is working with Diane Newman, who is in the back office, and they're taking care of all of those things. So Coleman is our studio producer today. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing, Scoop?
I'm good. We didn't have a lot of time to prepare for this, but here we are. It's going to hit us tomorrow, and I guess throughout the day today, we'll start feeling some of the effects. If I'm not mistaken, there is a big glob, and that's what it looks like on the radar screen. There's a big blob of thunderstorms, serious thunderstorm activity. That's not the storm. The storm is going to come after that. So we may get some heavy rain. That's not necessarily Francine. Francine will come a little bit later. Like I think I heard earlier today, I heard tomorrow morning. Now I'm hearing tomorrow night. And somebody mentioned yesterday on the show, and this always seems to be the case, why do the storms always hit at night? You know, I think it, to some degree it's a coincidence, because some of the storms may actually hit during the day, but they're still going on at night. And so the perception is, because it's scarier, the perception is they always hit at night.
You know what? I heard you mention that on the show yesterday, and my brain went to thinking maybe there's an astrophysicist that can explain, maybe it's the rotation of the Earth. Maybe if the Earth is not facing the sun, it makes the wind moves faster or something like that. I'm quite sure if it does happen, like if that's true, like it seems to come at night all the time, maybe there's a legitimate reason for that. Maybe the time that the storm brews up and the Earth spends 24 hours, that it just so happens to coordinate with the Earth's rotation. You never know.
And the most amazing thing about that is perhaps there is an astrophysicist listening to our show who could call in and explain that. I think it's just a coincidence because, again, the impression of the storm at night is much greater than a storm during the day. So a storm could hit during the day, but it's still going on at night. So you get the feeling that it came under the cloak of darkness.
Speaking of scary stuff, here's an early text that says, flying plants? What world are you living?
Well, look, if you've got hanging plants and the wind scoops one up, that thing's a projectile flying through the air, could hit somebody. If you've got plants that are in pots that are not, some pots are heavier than others, it could be a lighter pot, that thing could lift off and be in the storm, flying around.
Have you seen the video of the flying trampoline, like the trampoline that lifted up out of somebody's backyard and ended up on someone's front yard during a storm?
No.
No? And Ida, whenever that hit, I recall a kiddie pool landing in my backyard. I have no idea which neighbor it was, but the little kiddie pool, it was inflated, but it didn't have water in it, and it just flew up and landed in my backyard.
And you kept it?
No, I didn't. I had to guess which neighbor it was, and I just threw it over the fence. Like, I guess it's theirs, and I threw it over the fence.
You've been through a few of these too, Coleman, and you know, we'll share our information as we talk to you. And again, if you're out there, I'd love to hear what you're seeing. I went to get gas. I had 3/4 of a tank, and I decided, well, let me go ahead and top this off. So I did take time last night before I got home to get gas, and the line was rather long. I went to kind of an out-of-the-way place to get gas. Not everybody knows about this little place to get gas. And the line was longer than I thought. But, you know, if you're just patient, it's going to be your turn before you know it. And, you know, you get the car filled up because, look, if the power goes down, then so do the pumps at the gas stations. So if they don't have electricity, then they're not going to be able to pump the gas. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, so there's something else that's going on tonight. In fact, we're going to carry it here on WWL. There is the debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Will this make a difference in the polls? The polls right now, and I've got some new polling that I'll share with you during the show today, the polls show this as basically even. And you know, the Harris surge, which happened right after she was anointed as the Democrat nominee, Harris really surged in the polls, but the surge has ended. Is there going to be another part of this? Is it going to happen after the debate? I doubt it, but I guess it could. Right now, nationally, well, I'm going to take a look at the poll that I just got for today. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But yesterday, Donald Trump had taken the slight lead that Kamala Harris had before. So when I say slight lead, I mean 1 percentage point. So that's essentially a tie. So we're going to get to all of this this afternoon, and we'll talk about some of the things that Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on. And Donald Trump mentioned this the other day. It's in the news again. Donald Trump says that he's going to vote in the state of Florida to legalize marijuana. And Kamala Harris is accusing Trump of pandering to his voters, pandering to users who are among his voters. And look, I've said many times that this idea that Republicans don't want to be for legalization of pot is kind of ridiculous, because a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans are smoking pot. I don't know if there's been a survey done that shows the breakdown of how many Democrats smoke pot compared to Republicans, but I guarantee you there are Republicans out there smoking pot. Every time we've talked about it on the show, people have called up and said, hey, yeah, I'm a conservative, I'm a Republican, I smoke pot. But I think it's interesting that Kamala Harris is telling Trump that he's pandering to his voters, the users that are his voters, when Kamala Harris is flip-flopping on issues and she's pandering to her voters. So this is what politicians do. They flip-flop on issues during a campaign, and they pander to the voters because they're just trying to get your votes. It's all very disingenuous, if you ask me. I mean, nobody really seems to stick with what they really believe. Although, people can change their minds. I've changed my mind about issues over the years. I'm sure many of you have changed your minds about issues over the years. So the idea of flip-flopping is not... it's not as bad. In some cases, it is bad. But overall, it may not be as bad as some people would have you believe. Because sometimes people get new information about an issue and they simply change their minds. Well, wait a minute. Now I know this. And based on what I know now, I feel differently about this particular issue. So in some cases, flip-flopping is just the result of somebody having new information or learning something new about an issue and then changing their minds about it. Or over time, they have matured and they had one opinion in the past and they have a different opinion now, whether it's marijuana or fracking. But for Kamala Harris to call out Donald Trump for pandering to his voters is ridiculous because that's exactly what she's doing. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. We're continuing to track Francine, still a tropical storm, but it's going to become a hurricane. Yeah, we got that rainy day feeling again. You know, there's going to be some wind, and I heard Peyton Malone talk earlier about the winds for the New Orleans area. And while we care about this entire area, because we know that so many of you are listening from just around this general area, Baton Rouge and over toward Lafayette, down the bayou, the river parishes, and Plaquemines Parish, and Lafourche, and Terrebonne, and all those parishes, we know that you're part of the show. We do care about you, but sometimes we'll talk about something that's concerning the New Orleans area. And I heard him say that the winds will be maybe 50 gust to 60, maybe a gust to 70. You know, that's really strong. The hurricane force wind started 75 miles an hour. Once it hits 75 miles an hour, it's a hurricane. And Francine is expected to become a hurricane relatively soon. I don't know if it's going to happen today or tomorrow, but it will happen. There are some reports. In fact, you heard this in the national CBS report in our news here on WWL. That it's going to be a Category 2 when it hits the coast of Louisiana. But the local meteorologists who have more details on this are talking about it could reach Cat 2 status before it hits the coast, but as soon as it hits the coast, it's going to go down to a 1. And it's moving rather rapidly, so all of that is good news. I'm Scoot, glad you're with us. We're talking about a couple of storms, Francine, and we're talking about the other storm, which is the debate between Harris and Trump, happening tonight at 8 o'clock, and we'll be talking about that. Also, I've got some new polling numbers, and a CNN host was shocked by Kamala Harris's 2019 position when it comes to taxpayer-funded gender transitions. I haven't even told you the whole thing. Taxpayer-funded gender transitions. And I'll add the rest of that to you. I want you to remember that long before Kamala Harris was anointed, long before Joe Biden dropped out of the race, and long before Kamala Harris was anointed the Democratic nominee, I said many times on the show that Kamala Harris was too liberal and too progressive to run for president. And it is something that I noticed about her for a long time. And when she was even thinking about running for president, I didn't think she was a viable candidate because she's too liberal. Well, now that she's in this position, she's becoming very moderate, which is not unusual. Candidates do that. They do that during elections. They do that during re-elections. And then they go back to being who they really are. So you have to keep that in mind when you decide who you're going to vote for. So this CNN host was really shocked by this position that Kamala Harris had on this particular issue. So we'll talk about that. Also, you know, come on. J.D. Vance is once again promoting a ridiculous story that is not true. If it were true, it would be horrible. It's about illegal immigrants. And I guarantee you, and you know who they are, there are people listening to this show who believe this kind of stuff. Man, there are people who listen to this show who are just total clickbait. They will click on the most bizarre things thinking that they're true. And they don't even come from reputable sources. But J.D. Vance is promoting this ridiculous thing that illegal immigrants are doing. I can't wait to share that with you. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Also, Ian is off. He's working behind the scenes with Diane Newman, and they're working on all of the stuff to make sure that we have full coverage of Tropical Storm, soon to be Hurricane Francine, not only for the New Orleans area, but for just this entire Gulf Coast region. In fact, the Mississippi Gulf Coast, I saw a map where they could get winds of 50 and gusts to 60 miles an hour. So, you know, again, when the storm is going to be just to the west of the city in the Mississippi Gulf Coast, that puts us into the area, the northeast quadrant area of the storm, which is the most powerful area of a storm. All right, I'm Scoot. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Joni is on WWL. Joni, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Thank you for having me. I got a few points that I'm not sure that everybody knows about. One, Kamala is probably not going to do another debate on any other network because of the simple fact that her sister is the one who heads up Disney. So, yeah, I'm sure she's got all the questions. She's already got everything.
We don't know that, Joni. We don't know that. So that's something you just you made that up. I mean, we don't know that at all.
No, sir. I've heard. What, that her sister is the head of the network?
Her sister is the head of the whole network. So for that reason, she's got all the questions. I think that's ridiculous. First of all, she can sit down right now and figure out what the questions are. You and I can figure out what the questions are.
Well, how about this one? If Trump is only, you know, helping the rich and everything, and he's only about the rich and helping out everybody, you know, up in that category, then why is she the one with practically all of Hollywood, you know, they're just throwing money at her.
What's the answer? You know the answer. You know the answer to that. What's the answer? Wait, I've kind of lost you, Joni.
No, hello?
Yeah, okay, I've got you back. So what's the answer to the question? Why does she have so many people in Hollywood behind her?
I'm not really sure.
Oh, come on. It's a simple answer, Joni. You know the answer. She's a Democrat. That's it.
Well, of course.
That's it. She's
a
Democrat.
Of course.
Okay. So, I mean, they have a right to be who they are. You know, they have a right. They have a right to be more liberal than conservative. And Hollywood has always been more liberal than conservative. I think there's a growing number of conservatives in Hollywood who are starting to speak out. And I think that's a positive thing. But she's a Democrat, she's going to get support from Hollywood.
Well, okay, but to say that Trump's only, you know, interested in helping the rich and everything, I just think that that's ludicrous.
Well, look at some of his plans.
Yeah.
A lot of his plans benefit the rich. A lot of his tax proposals benefit the rich. So that's why people say that.
A lot of his plans also benefit the middle class and everybody else. And if they didn't, then why is she biting all of them?
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, let me ask you this, and give me an honest answer. If Trump is so good, if he was so good as president, why did he lose in 2020? I mean, people talk about how great he was. Come on, Joni, I'm not going to let you on the air with that. I'm not going to let you on the air. Even Trump has admitted he lost. He lost the election.
They did. They stole it from him.
Okay, Joni. Goodbye, Joni. Goodbye, Joni. 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 Goodbye. Goodbye.
On the ballot.
Joni. Goodbye. I can't have I'm not going to let you on the air. I'm not going to let anybody on the air on this show and talk about the election being stolen, because it's not true. And Joni, you can't prove it. So don't say that. If you've got other things to say, say those things. But don't come on this show and say the election was rigged. Fox News got in a lot of trouble over that. I'm not going to allow it. Trump lost. Trump has admitted in the last week several times that he lost the election. And a lot of people like Joni have got to be pissed because Trump's saying he lost. And people like Joni to this day still believe he won the election. I mean, you got to get over it. I mean, facts are facts. Look at all the court cases. I'm not even going to resurrect that conversation. But we're not going to let you on the air if the premise of your conversation is the election was stolen, because it wasn't. In New Orleans, Chase, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. So my comment, I think Trump's going to look old next to Kamala, not as bad as Biden did next to Trump. But I've been watching some one-on-one interviews with Trump. Like, he did a really good thing with Theo Vaughn. And Trump looked old by himself, especially with Biden out of the race now.
Do you think that's why he got a haircut? Because I don't know whether you've noticed, but Trump got a haircut. He did. He got a haircut. His hair's a lot shorter. And I wonder if they think that...
I just got a haircut today to make myself look better, too.
And you think you look younger?
I hope so.
Yeah, I might even look younger if I got a haircut.
Oh, yes. That's all I'm thinking. And I'm a Trump supporter, but I don't think this debate's going to be Trump knocking down Kamala like a lot of his base thinks it's going to be.
Yeah.
I think it's going to hurt him more than help him.
Yeah. But don't you think people are pretty set? I mean, there is that group that is going to decide the outcome of the election, because there are people set on the right, people set on the left. It's these undecideds who are going to determine who wins. But do you think they're going to really be paying attention to the debate tonight?
I don't think so. We don't get anything out of these debates, just like we don't get anything out of the rallies.
Right.
The economy is what matters, obviously. And second quarter GDP growth was positive, which is good for the incumbent party. So, like I said, I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm thinking the Democrats are going to win this one, and this debate's not going to make any change, unless there's a big gap like Biden showed in the last debate.
Who do you think's going to win the election? Do you have a sense of that yet?
I think the Democrats are going to win.
Really?
Just because of second quarter GDP growth.
But that's not.
It was
that's
positive.
Not going to. But is that going to have is that going to have filtered down to the average citizen to where it's going to have manifested change for them? Because there's a lot of things in the economy that are very positive, stock market and things like the GDP. But is that something that the average voter is paying attention to? And is it going to actually manifest change in their lives?
That's the good point, because the adjustment to the job numbers the government had to do a month ago, that's severe. And that's what, you know, everyday citizens actually feel is employment, unemployment, more than just GDP growth.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
My gut feel is just based on historical data, how elections typically go. But to your point, does the average American really feel that the economy grew 0.26% in one quarter? Probably not.
You know, I think the GDP, whether it's up or down, I think that really manifests itself for the average American. I think that manifests itself down the road and not so immediately. You know, it does have an impact, but not immediately.
Sure. Absolutely. I think it'll be close. In the polls, the most recent polls have Trump ahead again, and I don't think the debate's going to change it. But yeah. I don't think either party is going to run away with it like the base of each party thinks it will.
Well, you know, you're still going to have those people, and it seems like there's more on the right that think this, but you've still got those people. Oh man, Trump's going to trounce her, man. Trump's going to beat her like the Saints beat the Panthers. You know, no, I don't think it's going to be like that. It's going to be close, and that's going to cause a lot of people. If Trump loses, that's going to cause a lot of people to say the election was fixed, because they know how to play that card. It doesn't mean it was fixed, but they're going to play that card. Anyway, we will move on as a country, just like we did after January 6th. We moved on, and the election was certified. So in the face of the rioters, in the face of all of that effort to stop the democratic process, we've got to remember this as Americans. Democracy won because the election was certified. If you're on hold, stay with us. I'm going to get to some of your text messages coming up. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And if you watch the debate tonight, don't expect many things to be true, because this is something that is really kind of foreign. Yes, the truth is always a casualty when it comes to these debates. And watch for Donald Trump. No matter what he is asked, watch for Donald Trump to answer not the question, but to just use the opportunity to make a campaign speech or to make a point. But the point is not necessarily true. And if they were fact-checking in this debate tonight, it would go on for many, many hours. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be right back on WWL. Hey, if you're out there working for a living, let's remind ourselves to really be nice to the people out there who are working for a living. Because last night, I mean, I told the guy at Rouse's who was checking me out, I said, man, I'm sure you're going to be happy to get home, but then you've got tomorrow to deal with. And he goes, yeah, but we'll deal with it.
Wait, did you just say you had a guy checking you out?
Yeah, there was a guy checking me out at Rouse's. Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
Scoot.
That's right. Yep, he was checking me out, all right. Anyway, he you know, was obviously obviously happy that I recognize that he's working hard. And look, there are people out there who are working hard, and you're out there, you know, just trying to get what you need before the storm, and we're continuing to track Francine, and we're talking about that this afternoon. We're also talking a little bit about politics and the debate that's going to be on tonight, and we're going to carry the debate here on WWL because tonight is not going to be a peak night for Francine. The storm is going to continue to move toward the Louisiana coast, expected to hit us late tomorrow or tomorrow night. That's the latest that I have heard. But we are on top of the storm as well. So we're talking a little bit about politics today. I'm Scoot. Ian is in the back working on all the plans that WWL has to bring you continuous coverage of Hurricane. Well, it's a tropical storm now, but soon to be Hurricane Francine. And Coleman is our studio producer today. Let me get to a few of these text messages. Here's a text that says, Scoot, this might be TMI, too much information, but during hurricanes, my wife and I always have amazing sex. I think it's the nerves and the excitement and being trapped indoors. You know what I remember reading a long time ago? I remember reading that low pressure systems affect our libido. That low pressure affects, and a hurricane is low pressure. So maybe that has something to do with it. I mean, you're ever in a really big thunderstorm and you're just kind of in the mood?
Yeah, I call that cuddle weather.
Cuddle weather.
Cuddle weather,
yeah. Yeah, sometimes the cuddling is a gateway activity to sex.
Yeah, I also heard that it's human nature to want to get more active in a face of a threat. Like whenever you think you're threatened by a natural event, like a volcano erupting, an earthquake and all that, or whenever there's like the pandemic or something where a lot of people die, it's like in our human nature to have the instinct to like repopulate all the loss that we suffered. So it's like whenever I think it's like human nature. Whenever there's an event that can cause great loss, we have this inert urge to want to repopulate, and we just get those urges to want to replace everyone we lost in a disaster.
That would be a really interesting excuse if somebody got caught hitting on somebody or checking somebody out when they're not supposed to. That's interesting. Here's a text that says, that dude, I guess this is referring to Trump, that dude would pimp out his wife for votes. Well, there are people who believe that. They really do. Here's a text that says, Kamala, perhaps you could... you could sit down with Barack and y'all could light up or roll up a fat boy, burn it, and just kind of chill out. Yeah, we were talking about Donald Trump says he's going to vote in Florida to legalize marijuana. And some Republicans are upset about this. And I don't know why, because that would suggest that Republicans and conservatives don't smoke pot. And many do. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I don't think anybody should be embarrassed about that. Let's see. I've got time for a quick comment, so let's go to Michael in Metairie. Michael, you're on WWL. I've got time for a kind of fast comment.
Hey, Scoot, I got 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Can I get that?
1 minute and 11 seconds.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm a trial lawyer. I've been convincing juries for 50 years, so I have something that Kamala should say when Trump talks about crime and security.
Okay.
She should say, Mr. Trump, you're responsible for the death of more Americans than any president in history. You led the world during COVID in deaths. You called it a hoax. You called it a flu. You said people should have bleach to combat that. And guess what? You didn't pay attention to the American medical system, which is the greatest in the world. You thought you were smarter than that. So that's why you didn't attack COVID for 4 months. Your own apologist, Dr. Birx, said we would only had 100,000 deaths. Plus, Mr. Trump, have you had a dementia test? You know, you're prone to dementia. You're 78 years old, and your dad had dementia.
Mike,
I tell you, you got it in time. You did a good job with that. And I'll tell you, those are really, look, if you're trying to get Trump at the debate tonight, I think that would be a really good thing to point out, because Donald Trump did call it a hoax. And Donald Trump did not want to recognize COVID because he was afraid that it would have an impact on his reelection. So the debate is tonight. We're talking about that. We're also really keeping a really close eye on Tropical Storm Francine. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And we're planning right now to bring you all the coverage that you need. So make sure you've got your radio nearby. And today we wish a very happy birthday to Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry, 73 years old today. You know, Aerosmith apparently is not going to be touring because Steven Tyler is dealing with a thing with his throat. John Bon Jovi's dealing with a thing with his throat. He can go in the studio and he can record songs, but he's not able at this point to do a two and a half hour concert. And he says if he can't go out there and do a concert right, he's not going to do it. So right now, Bon Jovi's in limbo as to whether or not they're going to ever tour again. All right, we're continuing to track Tropical Storm Francine. It will soon be a hurricane, and I know a lot of you in the coastal areas of Louisiana are very concerned about this, and you should be. We're tracking it for you. We'll have more information coming up. I've got new polling numbers. I'll also tell you about the ridiculous lie J.D. Vance is spreading about illegal immigrants, and what did Kamala used to support that is totally absurd, and she's changed her mind about it. It also deals with illegal immigrants. We'll tell you about all of that in the next hour. I'm Scoot on WWL. Hey, if you're out there working for a living, let's remind ourselves to really be nice to the people out there who are working for a living. Because last night, I mean, I told the guy at Rouse's who was checking me out, I said, man, I'm sure you're going to be happy to get home, but then you've got tomorrow to deal with. And he goes, yeah, but we'll deal with it.
Wait, did you just say you had a guy checking you out?
Yeah, there was a guy checking me out at Rouse's. Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
Scoot.
That's right. Yep, he was checking me out, all right. Anyway, he was obviously happy that I recognize that he's working hard. And look, there are people out there who are working hard, and you're out there, you know, just trying to get what you need before the storm. And we're continuing to track Francine, and we're talking about that this afternoon. We're also talking a little bit about politics and the debate that's going to be on tonight. And we're going to carry the debate here on WWL because tonight is not going to be a peak night for Francine. The storm is going to continue to move toward the Louisiana coast, expected to hit us late tomorrow or tomorrow night. That's the latest that I have heard. But we are on top of the storm as well. So we're talking a little bit about politics today. I'm Scoot. Ian is in the back working on all the plans that WWL has to bring you continuous coverage of Hurricane. Well, it's Tropical Storm now, but soon to be Hurricane Francine. And Coleman is our studio producer today. Let me get to a few of these text messages. Here's a text that says, Scoot, this might be TMI, too much information, but during hurricanes, my wife and I always have amazing sex. I think it's the nerves and the excitement and being trapped indoors. You know what I remember reading a long time ago? I remember reading that low pressure systems affect our libido. That low pressure affects, and a hurricane is low pressure. So maybe that has something to do with it. I mean, you're ever in a really big thunderstorm and you're just kind of in the mood?
Yeah, I call that cuddle weather.
Cuddle weather.
Cuddle weather,
yeah. Yeah, sometimes the cuddling is a gateway activity to sex.
Yeah, I also heard that it's human nature to want to get more active in a face of a threat. Like whenever you think you're threatened by a natural event, like a volcano erupting, an earthquake and all that, or whenever there's like the pandemic or something where a lot of people die, it's like in our human nature to have the instinct to like repopulate all the loss that we suffered. So it's like whenever I think it's like human nature. Whenever there's an event that can cause great loss, we have this inert urge to want to repopulate, and we just get those urges to want to replace everyone we lost in a disaster.
That would be a really interesting excuse if somebody got caught hitting on somebody or checking somebody out when they're not supposed to. That's interesting. Here's a text that says, that dude, I guess this is referring to Trump, that dude would pimp out his wife for votes. Well, there are people who believe that. They really do. Here's a text that says, Kamala, perhaps you could sit down with Barack and y'all could light up or roll up a fat boy, burn it, and just kind of chill out. Yeah, we were talking about Donald Trump says he's going to vote in Florida to legalize marijuana. And some Republicans are upset about this, and I don't know why, because that would suggest that Republicans and conservatives don't smoke pot. And many do. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I don't think anybody should be embarrassed about that. Let's see. I've got time for a quick comment, so let's go to Michael in Metairie. Michael, you're on WWL. I've got time for a kind of fast comment.
Hey, Scoot, I got 2 minutes and 11 seconds. Can I get that?
1 minute and 11 seconds.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm a trial lawyer. I've been convincing juries for 50 years. So I have something that Kamala should say when Trump talks about crime and security.
Okay.
She should say, Mr. Trump, you're responsible for the death of more Americans than any president in history. You led the world during COVID in deaths. You called it a hoax. You called it a flu. You said people should have bleach to combat that. And guess what? You didn't pay attention to the American medical system, which is the greatest in the world. You thought you were smarter than that. So that's why you didn't attack COVID for 4 months. Your own apologist, Dr. Birx, said we would only have 100,000 deaths. Plus, Mr. Trump, have you had a dementia test? You know, you're prone to dementia. You're 78 years old, and your dad had dementia.
Well, Mike, I tell you, you got it in time. You did a good job with that. And I'll tell you, those are really, look, if you're trying to get Trump at the debate tonight, I think that would be a really good thing to point out. Because Donald Trump did call it a hoax. And Donald Trump did not want to recognize COVID because he was afraid that it would have an impact on his reelection. So the debate is tonight. We're talking about that. We're also really keeping a really close eye on Tropical Storm Francine. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And we're planning right now to bring you all the coverage that you need. So make sure you've got your radio nearby. And today we wish a very happy birthday to Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry, 73 years old today. You know, Aerosmith apparently is not going to be touring because Steven Tyler is dealing with a thing with his throat. John Bon Jovi's dealing with a thing with his throat. He can go in the studio and he can record songs, but he's not able at this point to do a two and a half hour concert. And he says if he can't go out there and do a concert right, he's not going to do it. So right now, Bon Jovi's in limbo as to whether or not they're going to ever tour again. All right, we're continuing to track Tropical Storm Francine. It will soon be a hurricane, and I know a lot of you in the coastal areas of Louisiana are very concerned about this, and you should be. We're tracking it for you. We'll have more information coming up. I've got new polling numbers. I'll also tell you about the ridiculous lie J.D. Vance is spreading about illegal immigrants, and what did Kamala used to support that is totally absurd, and she's changed her mind about it. It also deals with illegal immigrants. We'll tell you about all of that in the next hour. I'm Scoot on WWL.